One Tennessee lawmaker praised education officials for being decisive and ditching computer-based testing for the year within just a few hours. But at a hearing in the state's Senate, legislators also tried to understand how the switch to online exams went so wrong. Education Commissioner Candace McQueen had been optimistic about the transition, despite repeated system failures during a few trial runs. She says when nearly 50,000 students started taking their tests last Monday morning, many just sat and watched what she calls the spinning wheel of death. It was, in her words, the straw that broke the camel's back.
All Tennessee students deserve a positive testing experience every time they log in, not one that is slow to load or fails periodically due to too many users or poor judgment on the part of the vendor.
The vendor in this case is a company called Measurement Inc. out of Durham. Company president Henry Sherrick traveled from North Carolina for the hearing, but was told time ran out before he got a chance to speak. He tells WPLN the company wants to make it right and deliver on its $100 million contract.
We thought we were going to be perfect, but the slowdown that occurred, and it was a slowdown, it wasn't a breakdown. All those tests were being pulled in, and they were slower getting there than we thought they were going to be.
Sherrick says his company had never designed such a large testing platform, and he notes that of the 23 states that have moved to online exams, 16 had a few glitches. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Blake Farmer.